Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank giving you a briefing on the meetings we had this last weekend. The dear God of heaven blessed us in special ways. The attendance was great. People were here from all over Europe, and also from countries in Asia. This time we had four brothers here from Nepal and delegations from other countries. It's absolutely great to see what God is doing right now. And we appreciate so very, very much the prophetic scriptures which show forth the events that take place right now at this time, especially with Israel and also with the uniting of the nations of Europe, and also globalization and the coming together of all the religions and within Christianity. And as I'm writing in my new brochure, all the eyes look towards Rome, which is called the Eternal City. And beloved friends, we just appreciate the ministry that God gave unto us, which we all know about. It was William Branham, a man sent from God, a promised prophet to our time, to this generation, a man with the true word of God Almighty, bringing us back to the original teachings of God's word, bringing us back right to the beginning. At the same time, we do feel that the many interpretations are done under a different influence. Let me make the statement, beloved brothers, every teaching that comes from God is found in God's holy word and unites the body of Christ, unites ministers, unites God's people, and brings us back into the oneness, into the true faith delivered unto the saints. But every interpretation separates, brings discord, and this is what hurts. We have also shared from the Old and the New Testament, as it was in the days of Moses, and also already at the beginning of the New Testament. We all know Moses was a man chosen of God with a direct commission, because that was the time when God fulfilled the promise given to Abraham: after 400 years, I will deliver your people out of bondage. So Moses had the word of God for that hour. He had the divine commission, and the deliverance took place. The moving through the Red Sea, and then, of course, the testing time throughout the march in the wilderness. But that testing time brought things with it. There was a Korah, there were others, and then Bilaam, or in the English language, we should say Balaam, stood up pretending to be a prophet, and he was called to curse what God had blessed. And in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, the God of heaven said to Abraham, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. So we have to be very, very careful if we wish God's blessings to be upon us. We have to bless those God has chosen and blessed already. Then we see the trials in the New Testament, even right up to Revelation chapter 2. We find that the Spirit of God brought forth that there were teachers teaching the doctrines of Balaam right at the very beginning of the New Testament. And the Lord God said in Revelation chapter 2, I have against thee, for thou hast those who stick to the teachings of Balaam. And in the next address to the church, it says you've got those who listen to the prophetess Jezebel, if that is the right word. And beloved brothers, it just hurts me. It's a direct burden upon my soul that after the ministry of William Branham, a man sent from God with the true word of God, so many brethren rose in different countries teaching things which are not according to the scripture. And as it says in the epistle of Jude, that they are something like a mark. They are not actually supporting and building up the body of Christ, but with their teachings always bring new problems. Brothers are separated, churches are separated, just because brothers feel that they should present a new revelation. Beloved, this is the total revelation of God's plan and purpose from beginning to the end. This is the full revelation of Jesus Christ. And beloved, let me emphasize, I was together with Brother Branham a number of times. I knew him for 10 years, and I know the message of the hour since 1958. I heard every sermon he preached in the USA. I grew under his ministry, so I know well, by the grace of God, all the revelations and the teachings. So because the Lord gave me as well a direct commission on April the 2nd, 1962, I do have a responsibility for God's people, for God's word before God Almighty, to present the true word of God and not compromise and not tolerate a single interpretation. Then coming quickly to the people of Israel, we all have taken note of it, that they have to move out from the Gaza Strip. And according to Zephaniah chapter 2, Gaza will be destroyed. It's the old land of Philistine, which never was part of the promised land. And the Jews should have never settled in that strip there, but they should have stayed within the limits of the promised land, as we find declared in the times of Moses, in the times of Joshua. And if you wish to know it precisely, You can read it in Ezekiel chapter 47 from verse 13 right through chapter 48, where the limits of the country of Israel should be, where all the 12 tribes will have their share within the limits of the promised land. So it's the grace of God, very difficult procedure, but they just have to move out so they will not be destroyed. It says here in Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 4, for Gaza shall be forsaken and Ashkelon a desolation. They shall drive out Ashdod at noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted up. You can read on that a tragedy will come upon that strip of land. And so the Jews have to move out. It's very, very painful. We have the knowledge of how many settlements and how many synagogues and how many schools and what all has to be taken out and actually dismantled and finished. But it's the grace of God. Beloved brothers and sisters, in these few minutes, we cannot go into detail, but we do see the hand of God with Israel, and we bless Israel with all our heart. And by the way, the time for the Gentiles is ending, and the time for the Jews will then commence. So we are just right now at the end of the time of grace, when the calling out, the preparation of all who belong to the bride church is going forth. So may the God of heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our God and Father, bless you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.